Peter Fox earlier told us that he himself had written to the police commissioner, New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione, asking basically for support, but also mentioned the fact that he hadn't received any contact yet from the police commissioner's office, despite the allegations he went very public with last week on Late Line and Beyond. Well, we have been contacted now from the by the police commissioner's office in New South Wales. James Carlton joins us with the latest. James?
Yes, Fran. The police commissioner or his office declined our request for an interview, but the statement that has been provided regarding the claims made by Mr. Fox on this program are as follows. You remember Peter Fox says the police pressured Mr. Fox's doctor to encourage him not to talk to the media. That was the allegation. Well, the commissioner's statement says, quote, police officers from the Injury Management Support Unit are in constant contact with Peter Fox to offer support and to check on his welfare. We often confer with doctors to ensure the right support is placed around officers on long-term sick leave. Then there's Peter Fox's claim that his emails to the police commissioner have not been responded to. Well, the commissioner's statement says Peter Fox emailed the commissioner at 11:04 p.m. on November the 11th. This was accessed by the Commission's office the following day. The Commissioner was in Melbourne on speaking engagements and was briefed on the email. The Commissioner requested that the email be acknowledged as a matter of urgency, and it was acknowledged at 3:42 p.m. the following day, with an apology for the brief delay in responding. Also, Mr. Fox was informed the Commissioner had been briefed and would be responding formally in the coming days. Mr. Fox was also informed that his email, because it contained a complaint, had been forwarded to the Professional Standards Command for assessment.
Thanks very much, James. That was comment we sought this morning and have just received from the Office of the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, responding to some of those claims we heard earlier from New South Wales Detective Chief Inspector and whistleblower Peter Fox. It's 8 minutes to 9.